In today's Mishnah, we're in the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 25th Perek Masech Kalim. The Mishnah begins, Kanei Kalim, this is the basis, the base of a kli. V'agnehem, this is the, ognehem actually, that would be the decorative rim around the top of a kli. V'ozneim and the handles. V'yadot ha-kalim ha-mekablim, or the handles of a kli that has normally a mekabel, meaning connected to a receptacle, it has a toch. We say, shenaflu aleim mashkim, that if the tamar liquids touches these parts of the kli, so the rim, the handle, the basis, the base of the bottom of it, we say that menagvam vehem tohorim, meaning that's not even considered achorav or achta achoraim, you can simply wipe it off on the kli's tamer. Ushar kol kelim, she'en lem achoraim v'toch, if they don't have a inside and an outside, we've explained previously that what? Shenaflu mashkim amikzatam, as long as tuma touches part of the kli, we say kulo tamer, it doesn't matter which part of the kli, there's no distinction between achoraim v'toch, for such kalim, and therefore tamer liquid touches the entire kli's tamer. Recall, this is all working within this din d'rabbanan. Kli shenitma'u achorav b'mashkim, if the backside of the kli, tamer liquid touches it, we say achorav tmehim, then the back is tamer, however, tocho, the inside, clearly we've said this before, it remains tahor, but also v'ogno, v'ozno, v'yadav, also the arms, the handles, I should say, the rim and the base, they all stay tahor as well. Nitma tocho, however, if the inside becomes tame, the meaning tame liquids touch the inside of this kli, then kulo tame, every single part of the kli, outside, including the rim, the handles, etc., they all become tame. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. Kol hakelim mishlam achrayim v'toch, v'yesh lehem beit tzviya. So we've talked about this kelim that have the achrayim and toch. They also have this concept now of a beit tzviya. Now, beit tzviya is like an indentation in the kli itself in which someone can hold the kli. So it's not a handle, but it's an indentation in the cap or the kli. If you imagine like some boxes that on the side, they have this indentation on which you can sort of stick your fingers inside to lift the kli up. So what's the din of beit tzviya? Beit tzviya, if tamer liquid touches it, it alone becomes tamer. The choraim and the inside of the kli remains tahor. Similarly, if tuma touches the backside of the kli, we still look at that beit tzviya as being distinct and that will remain tahor. That's again part of this distinction the Chachamim put into this law of tamer liquids midrabanan, so that it is clear that the fact that these tamer liquids can make a kli tamer is actually rabbinic in origin. So Rabbi Tarfon says, no, this whole concept of beit tzviya only applies to an arivag dola shel etz. Only applies to, it's like a big chest or a big trough. Why? Because it's there in that situation that you really need those indentations to lift the kli up. Rabbi Akiva says, even for kosot, even for small cups. In other words, the previous opinion is only when it's really necessary, Rebbe Tarfon, like a big large trough, a kneading trough or something where you need to grab hold of the kli by these indentations. However, small kli, it's not really necessary because an individual, what would he do? He would grab the kli, say a cup, even if it had indentation, just hold the whole kli itself, even just avoiding the indentation. However, Rebbe Akiva says, no, even kosot as well is we're making with. Why is he lenient? Because since cups are used for liquid so often, so regularly, that's why they were making in that context as well. Rebbe Meir Omer, and we'll see in a moment that the machlok in Abitur Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Meir says that liadaim tmeot teharot, and Rebbe Yossi says lo amru ela liadaim teharot bilvad. What this means now is, yes, there's a distinction between achoraim and toch. They both agree on that. The question is if I have tamer hands and there happens to be liquid on the outside of the kli, can I grab hold of the beit tzviya? Can I grab hold of this, say, cup by the indentation? Or do I have to be concerned that I might touch liquids on the outside of the kli and that will then make the liquid tamer and by extension making the kli itself tamer on the outside? So Rabbi Meir says we don't have to be concerned whether your hands are tamer or whether your hands are tahor. Now, the case of tahor hands we'll discuss in tomorrow's Mishnah. Very simply, we're talking about whether kli's outside is tamer, but we'll discuss it in more detail. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi says, no, lo amru, ela liadaim torot bilvad. Meaning this distinction between achayim or toch only applies when we say your hands are tahor and you might be touching kli that's tamer. However, if it's the other way around, if you've got tamer hands, then it says, no, you cannot grab the kli by the beit tzviya out of concern, that again, you'll touch the liquid, the liquids on the outside of the kli and make the kli tamer. Those in Mishnah today, Kati in his extension talks about other ways of explaining the Mishnah, which is, again, here we've gone like Kahati, which is, he says, according to the Rambam, Mishnah Achrona, but Bartender explains it slightly differently in the beginning half, but I'll leave that for your further study.